Many Americans have an idealized vision of the lives of farm animals. They picture them in grassy pastures, living peacefully in their natural habitats. But in California, life for 20 million farm animals is far from ideal. The Humane Society of the United States was a major sponsor of Proposition 2. The measure requires farmers to improve conditions for cows, pigs, and egg-laying hens. Paul Shapiro is a senior director of the Society's factory farming campaign.
Most farm animals are confined in factory farms. Hundreds of millions of them are kept in tiny cages where they can hardly move their whole lives. Some of these cages are barely bigger than their own bodies. And these aren't temporary holding cages. These are permanent. This is where these animals endure their entire miserable lives.
On election day, November 4th, Californians voted overwhelmingly in favor of Proposition 2. Under terms of the ballot initiative, calves raised for veal, egg-laying hens, and pigs used for breeding cannot be confined in tiny cages, but should have enough room to stand up, lie down, turn around, and extend their limbs. While Prop 2 sounds simple, it has drawn powerful opponents. Kay Johnson Smith is Executive Vice President of the Animal Agriculture Alliance. The group promotes what it calls responsible solutions to animal welfare. She says the new requirements will cause egg prices to spike and drive egg farmers out of business.
It really is targeted at the egg industry. And so producers, you know, most that we talk to say they can't afford to retrofit the buildings. They can't afford to buy the extra land that would be required to raise the birds in a more open system. And therefore, they'll go out of business.
But the Humane Society's Paul Shapiro says the egg industry's own analysis shows the additional cost will be negligible, less than a penny per egg. Californians will still be able to buy eggs imported from farms and states without such regulations. Smith says Californians will opt for the less expensive eggs.
Consumers will vote with their pocketbooks, and I dare to say they're still going to buy the lesser priced egg.
Shapiro disagrees. He says Americans want all animals to be treated with decency.
Americans don't want farm animals to be confined in cages that are so restrictive that they're not even able to turn around and extend their limbs. This is just wrong. It's just plain wrong.
Right or wrong, both sides agree more legislation to protect animals is coming now that Proposition 2 has passed. Farmers have until the year 2015 to implement the changes. Julie Tabo, VOA News, Washington.
Most farm animals are confined in factory farms. Hundreds of millions of them are kept in tiny cages where they can hardly move their whole lives. Some of these cages are barely bigger than their own bodies. And these aren't temporary holding cages. These are permanent. This is where these animals endure their entire miserable lives.
It really is targeted at the egg industry, and so producers, you know, most that we talk to say they can't afford to retrofit the buildings, they can't afford to buy the extra land that would be required to raise the birds in a more open system, and therefore they'll go out of business. Consumers will vote with their pocketbooks, and I dare to say they're still going to buy the lesser priced egg.
Americans don't want farm animals to be confined in cages that are so restrictive that they're not even able to turn around and extend their limbs. This is just wrong. It's just plain wrong.
Oh.